question was asked, is one permitted to switch from waiting 3 hours or 6 hours between meat and dairy to waiting 1 hour and understanding the whole concept of waiting in between? So we know the Torah tells us we're not allowed to eat meat and milk together, right? And in the times of the Talmud, so the rabbis said one has to distance oneself from eating meat and milk together. For example, if you and I are friends, which I hope we are, if we're sitting at the table and I'm having a hamburger and you're having cereal, we're not allowed to sit at the same table and eat, because we assume maybe we're friends and you'll tell me, hey, have a taste from my cereal. This is delicious. Why don't you taste some of my chocolate bar? You're eating milk. I'm eating meat. I might tell you, let me slice off a piece of my burger. Have a taste. So the rabbi said, don't two friends, two people who are acquainted with one another and might come to sharing their meal, should not sit at the same table and eat meat and milk. So we have to make a distinction. So that's why sometimes if we do sit at the same table, the one who's eating meat will have a separate placement, or the one who's eating milk will have a separate placement. That's to indicate I'm eating on my domain, I'm eating meat or milk, and you're eating the other one. That's a way of ensuring that we won't come to switching foods and eating meat and milk together. Now, beyond that, the rabbi said one should distance oneself from eating meat with milk. And here there were different potentials for concern. One is, what do many people do after they eat chicken or steak? They get a toothpick and clean out their teeth. Floss. If you don't clean out your teeth, then you might still have some meat in your mouth. And think about it. How many people sit after a meal and start digging out the different food particles that are stuck in their teeth and between their teeth, especially in the molars when you eat meat? So the rabbi said, we want to distance people from eating meat and milk together. So the rabbis instituted that one must wait a minimum of an hour. And then the custom evolved that, being that people ordinarily, between eating meat and between meals, used to have a span of 6 hours, meaning if you'd eat, let's say, lunch at 12, you'd eat supper at 6. So the custom evolved that people wait 6 hours between meat and milk. Now, dairy foods don't get stuck in your teeth so much. What are you going to eat? Yogurt? You drink something, it's gone. I mean, so that's why between milk and meat, we don't wait 6 hours. Oh, so that's why the rabbis did mention that if you're going to eat hard cheese, then there is an opinion that, and technically we should wait between cheese and meat. But we assume that while you wait, other things, you're talking, the things get cleaned out of your mouth. But you're right, a person might find himself after 5 hours taking floss and taking out the meat from between his teeth. Fine. The rabbis didn't just make a broad statement. There were rabbis who, if they ate meat one day, wouldn't eat milk till the next day. There were rabbis who did that. But we don't do that. We don't do that. But we do wait 6 hours. Now, these are customs. And whenever we discuss customs, so King Solomon told us, Al titosh torat imecha. Shma b'ni musar avicha. Listen, my son, to your father's directives. And don't leave what your mother taught you. Notice that when it comes to the mother, we say you're already accustomed to it. You just don't leave it. The father, he tells you, son, do this, son, do that. It's much tougher. Us men, we're very head on. We'll talk about family a little bit. That's the way we deal. Son, I don't want to hear you spoke disrespectfully to your teacher again. The mother gets the child accustomed to a way of life. When we speak about minagim, that's called Torat Imecha, the Torah your mother teaches you. Your mother tells you, don't eat meat and milk together. Your mother tells you, when you're eating milk, put it on a milchik placemat, or this table is milchik, don't eat meat on it, you have to put a placemat on it. Those are things that our mother puts in our blood without our even thinking about why we do it. So minagim, Shlomo Amelch referred to minagim as Torat Imecha, the Torah your mother teaches you. And really, in Tanakh, the word Imecha, your mother, could also mean Umatcha, your nation. There are things that the nation has a custom. So the Shlomo HaMelech was telling us, we have an element of obligation to maintaining the customs. Now, obviously, for a custom, you don't have to be as stringent as a rabbinic institution. For example, if a woman is nursing, so she feels like she needs milk to help her, to replenish her milk supply. She needs to drink milk. So she, after 1 hour, we said the rabbinical institution was an hour. After an hour, she's allowed to be lenient, even though she ate meat. She may drink milk if she needs it to replenish her milk supply. Because not a rabbinic institution beyond an hour. Beyond an hour, beyond 1 hour, is customary. On customs, we say, when there might be a medical need, so then we could be more lenient. Even though it's not a need that's pikuach nefesh, it's not like someone's going to die, it's not like the kid's going to get sick, it's that she feels she'll have better milk if she drinks milk now. So then we tell her, look, you can be lenient, you could forgo the custom for the sake of your milk. So on customs we are more lenient. We say even for a minor medical need, we would allow someone to forgo a custom. But if there isn't any real need, so then every person should keep the custom. Now when it comes to keeping 6 hours, so there are different customs. Some say you have to wait a complete 6 hours. Some say you have to wait beyond the 5th hour, once you enter the 6th hour. But one is not allowed to take a custom that one has and just go against it. A custom, once we keep a custom, becomes like a neder, like a vow. This is the way I've accepted upon myself to live. And we know that the Torah, biblically, we are...
From family or custom from society?
That's a good question. Custom...
They said my grandfather and his grandfather didn't even keep kosher at all. And when I was born, I started 1 hour.
That's okay. Right. Once a person's forefathers, once a person hasn't kept the custom, meaning if his parents have not kept any custom, so when he was born into a society where you live also... There's no real custom where you live, so you can't say you're obligated to any minhag. And as such, if what you started keeping was 1 hour, so then you could stick to 1 hour because you don't really have a custom. The break of the custom wasn't you; it was your grandfather who stopped keeping kosher. So that you once you were born, were not obligated to a custom because your family didn't have one. Had your family had the custom of six, you wouldn't be able to go against it. But being that you didn't have a custom, the fact that your great-grandfather had a custom doesn't obligate you. Does not obligate you. Correct.